Bob Perot with you here on MyFM and monarchleadstoday.ca. We are looking once again at another one of the jury recommendations from the Culleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario with Executive Director of Lanark County Iberville House, Aaron Lee. Aaron, welcome back.
Thank you.
We're looking at number 63 here. And as we move on in this particular section here, some of them are a little bit more brief. But they're part of a bigger picture. We want people to remember that as we do have these conversations. Number three says the province must develop a process in consultation with the judiciary to confirm that release conditions are properly documented. This falls into that category of getting your ducks in a row, making sure that all the information is collected so that there are none of those gaps that we've talked about in the past.
I agree 100%. I think that the last few weeks we've been talking about very specific variables related to bail conditions and related to people's safety. And this is another one of those that we want to make sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. So if somebody has a condition in terms of communication, that communication piece needs to be written and documented very clearly. If there's a curfew, if there's a probationary check-in order, if there's a reporting order, all of those things, those factors need to be well documented in order to be enforceable at the other end, should there be an incident and should there be a call to question about somebody's safety and an allegation of a breach. We want to make sure that conditions are properly documented and that they really spell out so that we reduce the gray, right? I mean, we often live in a world that is gray, and in these particular situations, we want the least amount of gray possible in order to make sure people's safety is not compromised.
Making sure that at every single level, if that person is encountering this particular offender, that they know exactly what those conditions are so that they're not saying, oh, well, they haven't violated anything according to the document that I have. That document has to be the exact same between all levels.
Absolutely. And I think it factors in other pieces, right? It's about children who go to school. And so the conditions need to be very clear about, when is that person allowed to be at school? How does that create a safety issue for the school? Is the school informed and knowing how to prepare and how to respond to such an order or such conditions? It's really an integral part of our understanding across the system as well. As somebody who navigates an anti-violence agency, it's really important for our staff to be empowered to empower women to say, right here in the conditions, it doesn't say this, or it does say this. So your choices and your options in terms of your next steps would include this. And I think that those things are really important in terms of that mitigation and helping victims stay safer and helping victims navigate the systems that they have to navigate and making things clearer. And I think that when we factor in children, especially school-age children, it's really critical that conditions of any kind of release are really well documented and really specific around what that means in terms of contact and in terms of access.
A lot of this has to do with this information infrastructure that has to travel through so many different departments and agencies and so on. Just making sure that that flow from that information pipe is the same and it's coming out the exact same with all of the stakeholders, all those people who need it.
Especially when there may be family court matters going on, as well as this new, these new release conditions, because there's been a new charge. We want to make sure that the criminal courts are speaking to the family courts and that crowns are speaking to each other and that there's this cohesion in a system that is large and fraught with time restrictions and fraught with all kinds of pressures. We want to make sure that we're working to alleviate some of that by making sure that what's created is really supported and is really clear.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much for this. We will speak to you again next week.
Thank you.
Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, Aaron Lee, here on MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.